Are you, like me, riding the roller coaster of midlife and menopause and eager to get back to living your best life? Are you tired of low energy, a short temper, and endless self-doubt? Well, it's time to stress less and shine more. It's time to ditch the worry, reclaim your mojo, and unleash your inner brilliance. It's never too late to transform, and you're certainly not too old. And in my opinion, midlife and menopause provide the perfect opportunity to do just that. Join me each week for inspiring stories and expert insights on topics covering all things midlife, menopause, and personal development. So when you're ready, let the beautiful menomorphosis begin. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Menomorphosis. So this week, it's just me, and I'm coming to this episode with a real mixed bag of emotions. As you probably know, I have been putting out weekly episodes of this podcast for just over 2 years now. Honestly, that time has flown by. I absolutely cannot believe it's been 2 years where I've been putting out weekly episodes. It all started those 2 years ago because I wanted a place where women could come to learn and explore the many different ways to help themselves through perimenopause. I felt that there was nowhere to go at that time where you could get all this information, kind of just information of not just the medical stuff, but all the other things that we can do to help support ourselves. And I also just wanted a place where I could really question some of the medical stuff and just speak to people about all the different practices, the healing modalities, just all the things that we can do to help ourselves. And I'm really, really proud of what I've achieved, if I am honest, because actually when I look back at all of the different episodes, we've covered a lot. There is so much in this podcast. I've spoken to so many different experts about things like what foods are best, how can we best nourish ourselves. I've spoken about how to move our bodies, how to reduce stress, how to sleep better, how to feel happier. I mean, there has been so, so much. And I, for one, have learned so much from all of these experts. And I'm so delighted that it seems like many of you have too, because I've received so many wonderful messages about how these episodes have really helped. And just the fact that this podcast continued to grow and grow, which has just been amazing. And personally for me, I have learned so much. As a human being, I really feel like podcasting has been one of the best things for me. It has really given me so much confidence. I had no idea what I was doing at the beginning. I literally bought myself a microphone. I started GarageBand on my laptop and off I went. And that was it. I taught myself how to edit the episodes, how to find the guests, all of it. And I think I just proved to myself that if you want to do something, you can absolutely do it, even when you don't really know what's going on in this day and age. All you need to do is go and have a look at a few YouTube videos, do a bit of research, speak to a couple of people you know, and bingo, off you go. And it has been absolutely wonderful. Okay, so why am I telling you all this? Well, I've come to the decision that for now, I am going to stop putting out weekly episodes every week. And I thought it would be important for me to come and just tell you the reasons why, rather than just stop, because I know some of you are really wonderful regular listeners, and I do not take that for granted. I will still be putting out the Thursday Thoughts, which I do with Lucy, but in terms of my single episodes, I'm just going to have a pause. I'm going to have a break. And this is not I'm never doing this again. This is definitely just a pause, a break, just to take a little bit of time up for myself. And I just wanted to explain really the reasons why, because actually what I'm doing is I'm just talking. No, not talking. I'm walking my own talk. I've always, always said, as long as I've done this podcast, that as long as it feels good. It's coming from the right place, from the right energy. I enjoy doing it. Then I will continue to do it. And the moment it starts to feel a little bit of a, like, you know, I like a bit of an effort, then perhaps that's the time to take a pause and just stop for a while. Because ultimately, if I'm not coming from the right energy with each of the episodes, you, the listener, will absolutely feel it. And just for a little while now, I've been just kind of not quite on top of it all. I kind of leaving my episodes a bit to the last minute, and it feels like, oh my gosh, I've got to do the podcast, rather than like looking forward to doing the podcast, which is what I've always done. It suddenly has been feeling a bit like I've got to get the podcast out there, and that is not the right energy I want to put behind it. So I'm going to take a pause. The reason being is because I am concentrating on lots of exciting things behind the scenes. I love the work that I do, but I'm also excited to explore new areas. And this is the thing with everything. And I think particularly with middle life, you know, you've got to follow what feels good. And there's no point just doing something and keeping it going if you feel like you want to go in slightly new directions or go somewhere else. Actually, we've got to follow what lights us up and what feels good. And at the moment, that is exactly what I'm doing. And I'm spending quite a lot of time doing lots of research, lots of learning. And I think it's really important just to pause the podcast for now, because I remember this time last year, the summer, I took on far too much. I remember I was doing the podcast, I was creating an online course, I was doing my breathwork training. Oh, I can't remember. I just remember it was the most ridiculously busy time. And then the summer came and I felt like I was always at my computer, always working, not spending enough time with the family. And I promised myself at the end of that really busy season that I was not going to let that happen again over the summer. And this summer, we are very excitingly, we're moving home. And I know, although we can do that, but I just feel like that's going to take up quite a lot of my time and energy. I've got this exciting new project going on behind the scenes, which I want to really put lots of energy into. And so I'm going to have a little pause from the podcast. And that is really what I wanted to come and say for you today. Because, oh gosh, it's been a difficult decision, because a big part of me still really loves this podcast. And another big part of me also knows how important it is to remain consistent. And there's definitely a lot of talk in the podcasting world that actually the most important thing to do is just to be consistent, just to keep putting on out the episodes, because people quit. There's something actually called pod fade, which apparently actually happens after 7 episodes. So I've done way more than 7 episodes. We've actually done 105th episode. But it's been a difficult decision, because part of me has been saying, okay, well, is it just because I got to move past this feeling of uneasiness and just keep the consistency going? Or actually, is it time to have a pause? And actually, when I've really reflected on it, it's just time to have a pause for now. And as I said, it's not the end of my podcasting days, not at all. I know I will be back, because I do love podcasting, but I know that I need to come back with a renewed, refreshed energy. And yes, I'm looking forward to talking about the new things that I'm going to be working on over the summer. So that is it for now. Thank you so much for listening. And particularly if you are someone who has been listening right from the start, I appreciate you so much. It has been so wonderful to meet so many of the listeners of this podcast in the last 2 years and receive your messages and hear how you're doing. And that just means the world to me. As I said, there'll still be a weekly episode. It'll be the Thursday Thoughts with Lucy. So do keep tuning into that. I will still be over on Instagram. You can come and email me your thoughts. I would love to know your thoughts. I would love to know how this podcast may have helped you, or what you've enjoyed particularly about this podcast. And even if there is anything you'd love to see from me in the future, do let me know as I'm stepping into some new areas. So thank you for listening. I appreciate it so much. And just for the last time for a little while, who knows, I might be back. I might actually be back in a couple of weeks. Who knows? I might miss it so much. But I will be back, as Arnold Schwarzenegger said. But we're just going to take a little pause for now. Take lots of care. And remember, you are awesome. Never, ever forget that. And yeah, thank you so much again for listening. Lots of love. Take care. Bye.